This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
We've all witnessed cases of famous legacy type organizations falling apart when the keys to the company or the organization were handed over from one great leader to one not so great fit. And a big reason for why companies find themselves in those positions is probably because they didn't pay too much attention to succession planning, or at least it wasn't a priority. Welcome to Sherm Global Radio, everybody. Ahalya here with you on another podcast. Today, we're talking about why talent, human capital management, and succession planning must be made priorities. So let's dive into it. Strategic Human Capital Management, or HCM, is a vital component of any successful business. It involves aligning the organization's human resources with its overall strategic goals and objectives. By effectively managing talent and focusing on human capital, companies can gain a competitive edge in the market. Strategic HCM goes beyond traditional HR practices and takes a more holistic approach to talent management, recognizing that people are the most valuable asset of any organization. Now, understanding the organization's current and future talent needs is one of the most important aspects of strategic HCM, or human capital management. It involves conducting a thorough analysis of the skills, knowledge, and abilities required for each role within the company. By identifying the competencies needed for success, organizations can develop targeted talent acquisition and development strategies. This analysis also helps in identifying any talent gaps and implementing strategies to bridge them through recruitment, training, or development programs. Before we dive deeper into this conversation, let's explore the benefits of prioritizing talent in human capital management. It's time to sell you on this. Prioritizing talent in human capital management can yield numerous benefits for organizations. First and foremost, it allows companies to attract and retain top talent. In today's competitive job market, attracting and retaining skilled employees is crucial for business success. By prioritizing talent, organizations can create a positive employer brand, making them an attractive choice for potential employees. This can lead to increased employee satisfaction, productivity, and loyalty. Every time I call this word out on Sherm Global Radio, I say it's our favorite word. Well, it is. Furthermore, prioritizing talent in human capital management enables organizations to build a high-performing workforce. Companies can equip their employees with the necessary skills and knowledge to excel in their roles by focusing on developing and nurturing talent. This leads to increased productivity, innovation, and overall business performance. Additionally, a talent-focused approach helps create a culture of continuous learning and improvement, fostering a growth mindset within the organization. At this point, it's also important to introduce the idea that identifying talent categories that are in short supply and attracting top talent is essential for organizations looking to thrive in today's competitive business landscape. One way to identify talent categories in short supply is by conducting a talent market analysis. Now, this involves studying labor market trends, industry demands, and emerging skill gaps. Organizations can proactively plan their talent acquisition strategies by understanding the talent landscape and targeting the right candidates. To attract top talent, companies need to have a compelling employer value proposition, EVP. Now, an EVP is a unique set of offerings and benefits that an organization provides to its employees. It includes factors like competitive compensation packages, career development opportunities, work-life balance, and a positive company culture. By showcasing their EVP, organizations can differentiate themselves from competitors and attract the best talent in the market. Now, onto the hows of implementing a talent-focused culture in one's organization. Because this implementation is crucial for organizations that want to prioritize talent and achieve business success. Fostering an environment where employees receive recognition and rewards for their contributions is crucial. It also requires creating opportunities for growth and development and ensuring that employees have the necessary resources to excel in their roles. To implement a talent-focused culture, organizations should invest in employee training and development programs. Now, these programs can include workshops, seminars, mentoring, and coaching sessions. By providing employees with opportunities to enhance their skills and knowledge, organizations can empower them to reach their full potential. To take that a step further, maybe consider establishing performance management systems that recognize and reward top performers. Performance-based incentives, promotions, and career advancement opportunities can accomplish what you're looking for. By acknowledging and valuing employees' contributions, organizations can create a culture of excellence and motivation. Now, this is also probably a good time on today's podcast to talk about some of the best practices for talent acquisition and retention, because these are critical aspects of strategic human capital management. So a few best practices to consider. The first, develop a comprehensive recruitment strategy. Now, this involves identifying the right recruitment channels, leveraging social media platforms, and utilizing employee referrals. Second, use data-driven decision-making. We've spoken about this on Shroom Global Radio before and how critical it is, especially in today's day and age, to use data to inform your decisions. So to make informed recruitment decisions, analyze talent acquisition metrics like time to fill, cost per hire, and quality of hire. Next, offer competitive compensation and benefits. Ensure that your compensation packages are competitive in the market and align with industry standards. Fourth, provide opportunities for career growth. Implement career development programs that allow employees to progress within the organization and take on new challenges. Now, it's important that I state that these are not best practices in order of priority, because that would be a very hard priority list to make. But the next one on our list is to foster a positive work culture. Create a supportive work environment that values diversity, promotes work-life balance, and encourages open communication. Now, to refer back to the note that we started today's podcast on, the tales of those companies that fall into disarray because they probably did not prioritize human capital management or succession planning. Well, HCM actually includes succession planning. It's a critical component of strategic HCM because it ensures business continuity by identifying and developing future leaders within the organization. By having a robust succession planning process in place, organizations can mitigate the risks associated with key talent leaving the company and ensure a smooth transition of leadership. But to create robust succession planning processes, one needs to start by identifying key positions within the company that are critical for business continuity. Now, these positions are typically at the leadership level and have a significant impact on the organization's overall performance. Once the key positions have been identified, organizations should assess the potential successors for these roles. This involves evaluating their skills, competencies, and potential for growth. By identifying potential successors early on, organizations can provide them with the necessary development opportunities to prepare them for future leadership roles. Now, I'm about to introduce two words that I myself never thought would go together: marzipan layers. The potential leaders are often found in the marzipan layers of the organization. These are the employees who show great promise and potential but may not currently hold leadership positions. By recognizing and nurturing these employees, organizations can build a pipeline of future leaders and ensure a smooth transition of leadership. To identify potential leaders in the marzipan layers, organizations should look for employees who demonstrate high levels of performance, have a thirst for learning, and display leadership qualities. These employees can be given additional responsibilities, stretch assignments, or mentoring opportunities to further develop their leadership skills. If you want to get really good at succession planning, it's important to have some sort of a checklist that can give you an idea of whether you're on the right track and whether your succession planning efforts are going to be effective. And yes, lucky for you, we've got that list. So effective succession planning requires a systematic approach and adherence to best practices. A couple of them to consider. First, start early. It's a long-term process that should be initiated well in advance, because identifying and developing potential leaders takes time and requires careful planning. Second, involve your senior leadership. The buy-in and support of senior leadership are crucial for the success of succession planning initiatives. They should actively participate in the process and provide guidance and mentorship to potential successors. Three, provide development opportunities. Now, we've said development programs a lot in today's episode, but that's just because the importance of it cannot be stressed enough. Offer development programs like leadership training, coaching, and mentoring to potential successors, because this is only going to help them build the necessary skills and competencies required for future leadership roles, adding to the effectiveness of your succession planning. And finally, regularly review and update the succession plan. It's not a one-time event. Like we said, it takes a fair amount of time. And in that time, external factors can have an effect on the succession plan you have in place. So it's important to be adaptable and agile. Regular reviews and updates are necessary to align with the organization's evolving strategic priorities and talent landscape. So prioritizing talent, human capital management, and succession planning are crucial for business success. Investing in areas like these can lead to, I'm about to list some amazing things: increased productivity, data-driven insights, future-proofing the organization, and risk mitigation. By adopting effective talent management strategies, utilizing HCM platforms, and aligning with company goals, organizations can optimize their human capital and stay ahead in a highly competitive business landscape that is only likely to get more cutthroat. And we're ending today's podcast on Schirm Global Radio with a quote by the irrepressible Richard Branson, who famously championed employee satisfaction before it became a fixture in HR lexicon. He said, "Take care of your employees and they will take care of your business." Well, that's an evergreen quote if I ever heard one. That brings us to the end of this podcast, everybody. Hope it was a valuable use of your time. Thank you for tuning into Schirm Global Radio. I'm Ahalya signing off, but I'll catch you very soon with some more interesting conversation from the ever-changing world of HR. Stay safe and stay happy.
This is Schirm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.